And good morning, Seacoast, and welcome to another edition of WTSN's Open Mic. Nice to have you with us on WTSN. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is March 17th, 2011. We're glad that you're with us here on WTSN and live on your computer at WTSNAM1270.com. We do have a packed show for you, and we're going to get right into it. And as we promised, Irish music guy Kevin Farley is going to join us in the second half of our show. And he's brought a whole bunch of instruments. He's going to do some songs, and we're going to get you into the spirit of St. Patrick's Day. Talk a little bit about what Kevin's been doing and also the popularity of Irish folk music on this St. Patrick's Day 2011. We first want to take our roving microphones out to Afghanistan, where one of the local Seacoast residents, Sergeant First Class Kenneth Doyle, is joining us this morning. He's with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. And, Ken, good morning to you, or I guess it's, well, good afternoon to you, I guess, huh?
It is, Mike. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you, my friend, tell us a little bit. Now, you are actually retired from the Army with 20 years of service back in 1999, and then you got back into it. Talk a little bit about your decision to get back into it and what your goals are at this particular point.
I responded to a request from a friend, a guy that I used to work with. Also a New Englander, and I got an email saying that they were short in my specialty, and would I be interested in an all-expenses-paid vacation in Afghanistan? So a friend asked for a favor, and that's how I ended up back here.
Now, your specialty, you're in the communications field. Is that correct, Ken?
That is correct. If you promise not to tell anybody, I work for Fairpoint in Manchester when I'm in New Hampshire.
No. I won't tell anybody, but everybody knows now.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Obviously, tell us a little bit about, you know, if you can tell us a little bit of what that country is like right now and how are our men and women reacting to what's happening over there and what do you sense our mission is right now?
Actually, everything's... I'm not going to say everything, but it's headed in the right direction. I can speak to the communications assets in country and the stuff that we've accomplished since we've been here. And just it's staggering. We one of our biggest projects is cellular telephone construction, and it's increased exponentially since we've been here in just the year that we've been here.
So you are sort of the center of communications for Afghanistan for our troops. Is that what I understand? Correct?
Exactly. I'm with a headquarters company from a signal brigade out of Augusta, Georgia, and we are in charge of and manage pretty much all the signal assets in the whole country.
Ken, is this your first tour over there in Afghanistan this time?
This is the first time I've been to Afghanistan. I was retired before 9/11 hit. I have experience in Egypt and Kuwait, so the weather's not a lot different.
We're speaking to Seacoast resident Sergeant First Class Kenneth Doyle. I wanted to ask you, he joins us from Afghanistan this morning here on WTSN's Open Mic. Ken retired from the Army with 20 years of service in 1999. 10 years later, though, an opportunity came to deploy to Afghanistan, and he didn't hesitate to answer the call. What's it like, you know, as you say, you work for Fairpoint in your other life. What's it like returning to the Army after a 10-year break in service?
All the senior NCOs and officers are a lot younger now than they were 10 years ago.
Yeah.
There's really not a lot of change. The Army is pretty much the Army, and I'm going to guess that it's been this way forever, I guess. But really, soldiers are soldiers. The food they feed us is still the same as it was 10 years ago when I left.
Is that
really
good or bad? Is that good or bad, Ken, about the food?
I haven't lost a lot of weight, and I'm not starving, but I'm not going to brag about it either.
Okay. What's the tell us what's the morale of the people over there, our troops over there, do you get to interact a lot with the people from Afghanistan, yourself, in the position that you're in right now?
Actually, I don't. I only see the locals that are allowed on post for whatever they do. I do a lot of interaction with the Afghan Wireless Communications Company because they're the ones that are responsible for the construction of the wireless network in the country. and some shopkeepers that actually open shops on the base that I'm on. And they all seem pretty positive with the way things are going. They pretty much just want, from what I can gather, they just want to raise their families in a peaceful environment. So, you know, that's basically what we're after. As far as the Americans go here, I think everybody pretty much realizes that they volunteered. I have yet to see, everybody has bad days, but I have yet to see anyone that's really mad about being here. Everybody that's here understands they're a volunteer, and they really kind of just accept it, and they appreciate it.
Yeah, let me ask you, how long is your stay there now, and when do you expect to be back home?
I've been here since the 19th of June last summer, and I expect to leave here before the end of March.
All right. Just explain to our listeners, Ken, what your day is like day in and day out over there in Afghanistan right now in the field that you're servicing right now.
You know, it's really funny. Other than the drive into Manchester, my job here is a lot like it is in Manchester.
That's funny.
We're responsible for monitoring a couple of different networks and then reporting out and making sure repairs are made.
And that's pretty much it? I mean, that consumes most of the day, do you sense?
It does. It does. It can be trying to communicate with people that don't speak English as a first language. And, of course, I don't know any soldiers personally. I'm sure the Army has trained some, but I don't know any that speak Dari or Pashtun. So
is it difficult as far as accomplishing things because of the language barrier there?
Not really. We have some pretty good interpreters that the government has hired, so communication seems to be going smooth. It's just if you don't have one, it can be speak English fairly well.
All right. What would you like to tell us, Ken, from your position there in Afghanistan, that the people back here in New Hampshire and Maine may not know or may not understand, as far as whatever you can tell us as far as your mission and what you need to accomplish over there? What things can you sort of tell us before we let you go here?
You know, I think it comes back to the soldiers that are here on the ground. If you read the newspapers or you watch the television news, you don't really get a feel for the individual soldiers that are on the ground. And like I said, pretty much everybody that's here is happy to be here and happy to be doing their job.
All right. Well, we appreciate your service over there as well. Be safe over there. And obviously, we look forward to your return. Sergeant First Class Kenneth Doyle joining us. Serving with the U.S. Army in Afghanistan. And, Ken, thank you so much for sharing part of your day with us. Stay safe over there, as always, and we'll look forward to your return back stateside. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your time. Have a great day.
All right. You too.